Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee. I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus, and so glad to have you with me today. We're in the second week of our series on free. And this past Sunday, I looked at 2 Corinthians 8, and really this idea of how can we become free from fear when it comes to generosity. One of the shows that our family loves watching in the summer is America Ninja Warrior. Maybe you've seen it. There's even some Central Ohio folks that get to compete on it. It's a ton of fun. One of the things that in watching one of the episodes that really stood out to me is one of the contestants was relatively new to doing these obstacles. And one of the commentators made a reference that one of the challenges that new beginners have when it comes to these obstacles is they can overgrip. And what that means is as they're going from obstacle to obstacle, what they're holding onto with their hands, you can even do this maybe if you're driving a car or just anywhere you are. And if you overgrip, if you squeeze real hard and too hard, you start to feel your forearms and your hands really tense up. And the reality is, right, they're hanging for their lives. They don't want to fall in water or fall down from these obstacles that are high in the air. And so, you know, there's a sense of fear. I don't want to fall, so I'm going to hold on tight. But the challenge with that is when you actually overgrip, that when you squeeze harder than you really need to, you actually burn out faster. The more fatigue, more lactic acid builds up in your forearms and your hands and your fingers. And actually the thing that you're trying to prevent from happening happens because of your fear, because of what you're holding on to, your fear of falling there. And I just thought that was a really, you know, good picture that I think sometimes happens in our lives is fear has a way of tightening our grip, doesn't it? When we're afraid that there's not going to be enough, when we may not have enough, or you know, whatever that may look like, we naturally hold on tighter. Instead of feeling secure, we actually end up feeling exhausted. And so this past Sunday, I talked about really how do we live with open hands? And this idea that we can open our hands because God has never closed his, that we can open our hands to generosity, to saying yes to things that God puts in front of us because God has never closed his hands to us. And you see, closed hands, they listen to fear. Paul talks about that in 2 Corinthians 8, when he kind of begins to confront maybe the challenges and the fears that some of these Corinthians has. And fear always gives us a reason to keep our hands closed, doesn't it? And I talked about three specific fears. Fear one is that I'm just not enough, that I don't have enough to give. I don't have enough coming in that I just can't give. There's not enough in to cover everything that I've got there. And really what Paul says in verse 12 is, if the readiness is there, it is acceptable according to what a person has, right? Not according to what they don't have. So give, if the readiness is there, it is acceptable according to what a person has. And so this fear that I don't have enough to give, Paul is trying to challenge that of saying, you've been given something. And even out of what you have, think about what it looks like to give. You see, God measures generosity by our willingness, not our wealth. The second fear was, I'm not going to have enough left. If I give, there's not going to be enough left. If I give, I'm going to be the actual one that's in need. And so if I give so much away, I'm going to have to go to others and ask for help because I'm not going to be able to do what I need to do on a daily basis. And really in verse 13, Paul says, it is not that there should be relief for others and hardship for you. He's saying, listen, when it comes to how you think about generosity, it's not that you and I just think about that I give so much and then it becomes a hardship on our end. He says, God isn't calling you to irresponsible generosity, just to faithful generosity. He doesn't say that you need to give everything, or you give so much that you can't pay the rent or the mortgage, or you can't put food on the table or your bills, right? He's not saying that you need to give so much because God, again, isn't impressed with our wealth. He wants us to have a willing and open-handed heart. And the third fear Paul addressed was that there's just not going to be enough for tomorrow. If I give today, I won't have enough tomorrow. And Paul goes right to the Exodus account. As it is written, whoever gathered much had nothing left over. Whoever gathered little had no lack. And you see, what he's trying to get the Corinthians and for us to see is the God who provided yesterday, right? Who filled your hands today, he will be faithful again tomorrow. He says, fear closes our hands because it doubts the generosity of God's hands, that we can begin to address the fear by reminding ourselves what God has done for us already, his provision in our lives. And then he moves into, right, the illustration of the farmer sowing and kind of this idea of what it looks like to sow seed. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. He's saying, hey, open hands. What they do is they sow in faith. Generosity is when we make our faith visible with how we live our lives, that every seed looks like a loss before it looks like a harvest. Every seed that the farmer we throw out, it looks like it's leaving our hands, it's a loss. But rather, we see that the God of the universe produces a harvest out of what leaves our hands. And then the last thing Paul reminded in verse 8 was full hands, they come from God's grace. Because he reminds you and I that God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. You see, we can live with open hands because God is the one who fills our hands. And the reason God gives generously is so that you and I, as his people, can live generous lives. So what about you? As you think about maybe what's going on in your life and in your world, how is fear creeping in and trying to keep you from living your life open-handed? Because when you just do this, open up your hands right now as you're listening or relax them up, there's not this sense of your forms aren't exhausted and tired out here, right? That living open-handed is less exhausting than trying to hold on to everything. And so the reason we can open our hands is because we know that God's going to provide what he did today. He'll provide for us tomorrow. And the God who provided for us continues to fill our hands, knowing that we can keep giving away back to him, knowing that he is going to produce more than we could holding on to it. And so take a moment, let's pray and ask God to help us to address any of the fears that's going on in our hearts and our lives, so that we may open up our hands to live a life of generosity with our time, with our talents, and with our treasures. Jesus, thanks so much for what you've done for us, that the reason we open our hands is because you opened your hands on the cross. That God was not stingy. God did not withhold from us his very best. He gave us. And because of his generosity, Lord, it fuels our generosity. That we can open up our hands knowing, Lord, that what leaves our hands was first put there by you. And the reason we can trust that you'll keep providing is because you are faithful to what you say, Lord. And so help us, God, to be men and women of faith, God, who don't hold so tightly to the things of this world, but live life open-handedly for your glory and the good of others. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment? Why don't you pray?